Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. Check the blog out while you're there, too. Lots of good stuff there. The blog keeps everything we've done lately right up front all week long. So check that out when you get a chance. Jerry Ripperger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry's been with us before. He's director of consumer health at the Principal Financial Group, and he's our good friend. Jerry, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And he's brought along a friend with him. Julie McFarland is chief executive officer of McNaughton and Gunn, which is a printing company in Michigan. Julie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Jerry, Principal's 10 Best is a group of 10 companies that you guys celebrate every year, and we're still in this talking about the 2006 10 Best. Tell us about that program.
Right, the Principal 10 Best program recognizes 10 companies, small to mid-sized businesses, those between 5 and 1,000 employees, that do an exemplary job of providing for the financial security of their employees. This is the 2006 was the fifth year of the program, and in 2006, McNaughton and Gunn was recognized as one of the 10 best companies for financial security.
Well, and of course, what we like to do here, folks, on the Small Business Advocate Show is we like to let Jerry and others with the Principal Group introduce us to these companies so they can tell us about their success stories. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the 10 best, the coming up list, the list that we're going to be producing over the next year or so in a little bit. Before we do, I want Julie to tell us about what McNaughton and Gunn does. You guys are book printers, is that right?
We are a book printer. Most of what we produce is soft cover books, black and white text, a lot of books for the trade market.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working with small to mid-sized publishers throughout the United States and some international.
So you don't do any hardcover books?
We do some hardcover books. We work with a partner here in Michigan to produce those books.
But your core competency are the paperback softcover books with the black and white text.
That's right, Jim.
Yeah. How long you guys have been in business?
We have been in business since 1975.
Yeah. How many employees?
We're just over 200 employees.
What do you consider your When your customers think about you, what do you think they like about you the most?
One of the things that we hear from our customers, and it plays right into the award that we got from Principal, is the fact that they like speaking to the same people. When they call up, we tend to hold on to our people. 90% mm-hmm. of our people have been here 5 years or more, and almost half over 15 years.
Wow.
So, that makes a difference in the level of service we provide to our clients.
How long have you been with the company?
Well, I'm a second-generation McNaughton, so the first phone for our business was on our dining room table.
So you remember when it was a kitchen table business, right?
I do.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great story. These are the kinds of stories that we like to hear, Jerry. We like to hear about these second-generation American businesses, don't we?
Absolutely.
Now, what is it that attracted you to them? How did McNaughton and Gunn, Jerry, rise to the top in your list of 10 best?
That's a great question, Jim. I think it's important to point out that the judges that are used for the 10 best programs are not Principal employees. They're people that represent the benefits industry in total. And it's a blind judging. So they don't even know the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea if they have relationships with Principal or not during the process. But there were several reasons that I mean, Mountain and Gun stood out, and I'll just give you a few. 76% employer-paid medical insurance premiums for team members and dependents. Very generous, it becoming increasingly difficult to find employers that do that. A profit-sharing 401k plan with up to a 20% match on all team member contributions. And the key is not just that they match, but they have an average deferral of almost 8.5%, which is extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
They have a defined benefit pension plan, 100% employer-paid premiums for long-term...
Defined benefit.
Yeah.
That's an old one, isn't it? That's been around a while, hasn't it, Julie?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an unusual thing. Hold on to that thought, Jerry. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about some of the things, some of the best practices that Julie McFarland and their company, McNaughton and Gunn, are doing that you and I can learn from them to help us be able to be more competitive with our employees, the ones we have and the ones we hope to hire. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with one old friend and one new friend. Jerry Ripperger is Director of Consumer Health at Principal Financial Group, and he's the old friend. Julie McFarland is our new friend. She's CEO of McNaughton and Gunn, which is a printing company out of Michigan, and they're one of the 10 best that the Principal Financial Group's judges picked. And, you know, Jerry, you were talking about the blind way that these people are picked and that the judges don't even know. And they very well may have no connection to principal. I remember one of your 10 best, one of the years I helped you cover this list, was actually another insurance company.
Sure.
It was I think it was a competitor or something. But yeah, that's the kind of even-handedness and honesty in this list, folks, that you're going to get. Jerry, one of the things I want to say before we move on to Julie is that you guys are now putting out a call for the 2017 best to be part of the judging process, right?
Yes, we are. We have opened that up, and we'll be taking entries through May 1st. It's a very simple process. You simply go to www.principal.com, and there's a banner right there on the homepage, and we'll walk you through the process.
All right, so check that out, folks, and maybe you too could be one of the 10 best. And be sure to tell them that you heard about it on the Small Business Advocate Show, by the way. Julie, what are you? Jerry was talking about some of the reasons why you guys rose to the top in the selection process, and he was talking about some of the different benefits, which I want to get into in a minute. But before we do that, how much do you attribute your benefits program to the ability to find and keep good employees?
Well, Jim, we attribute a lot of it to it. Our business success is based on our team, and our benefits package helps us not only retain our current team members but also recruit new team members. And we feel that if they feel financially secure and safe in their positions, then that's reflected in the way they treat our customers and our vendors, and that they'll be willing to go the extra mile because of that financial security.
You know, Jerry, one of the things that is the number one concern for small businesses these days is the ability to find and acquire the right people for the job. There may be 2 million jobs going wanting out there because the people can't find the right people. And once you find, if you actually do find the right person, it's a big deal to be able to keep them, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the things we found over the five-year history of the 10 Best program, the winners consistently have substantially less turnover and therefore substantially less in training costs.
Mm-hmm. Julie, in terms of health care, that's the second biggest concern for small business owners right now. How is your experience with regard to health care cost increases? How is your experience compared to the national averages?
Jim, we have experienced some increases in healthcare. But what we've been doing is working with an advisor to we look at options every year. We're fortunate to live in an area that has a lot of facilities and plan options, and also look at our plan design. And we've really focused on preventive health benefits. We have an active wellness team that's doing a lot of programs and trying to keep our healthy people healthy and getting the others to make small changes so that, although not in the short term, but in the longer term, that will pay off for us.
Give us an example of that wellness program. What does it look like? Because I think, you know, Jerry, I think this is something that, we've seen in almost every company that's won, that's been part of the 10 best lists that we've done, has had some kind of a wellness program, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And I think the reason for that, Jim, is there's really two different views one can take of their benefit plan. They can either view it as an expense or an investment.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference seems subtle, but all of us who work in business know, what do you try to do to expenses? You try to either eliminate them or mitigate them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you try to do with your investments? You try to maximize your return. And what we find is the winners have a very investment-related view of their benefit plan and therefore make substantial investments in wellness,
mm-hmm.
knowing that there is a return, not just in lower health care premiums over time, but in less absenteeism, presenteeism, accidents, etc.
So, Julie, is that the way you guys look at this? Do you see, you say, okay, we know we're going to spend X amount of dollars over the next 10 years on the health of our employees. Why don't we start a program that will take some of those dollars and start focusing on wellness so that 10 years out, maybe we're spending more money on wellness and less money on the remediation part, the remedy part. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. We do take that approach and focus on different aspects of health. Last year we ran what we called a rally for fitness and focused on 1 month we might focus on weight loss and another month on exercise and so on through the year. And then we do offer incentives for participation in the program.
Have you been able to influence people to stop smoking?
We have had some success with that. It's so much an individual decision that all we can do is put it out there. We do offer help, though, with smoking cessation.
So, do you encourage people, and compensate them to quit smoking? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, we pay for the program.
Pay for the program to allow them to quit smoking. That's a very important one. That's a perfect example of a long-term wellness component, ladies and gentlemen. Tintail, we're going to be right back with Jerry Ripperger and Julie McFarland right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Jerry Ripperger, Director of Consumer Health at Principal Financial Group, and his guest and my guest, Julie McFarland, who's second-generation Chief Executive Officer of McNaughton & Gunn. Your father was one of the founders of this company, wasn't he, Julie? I love hearing about these generational family businesses, Jerry. It really makes me happy to hear about these kinds of success stories.
Absolutely. Jim, I can't tell you how fun it is. I actually got the pleasure of going out to Michigan and doing the presentation of the award to the employees at McNaughton & Gunn. And just the feeling of family there and the excitement was almost overwhelming.
Well, it's important when, you know, what you got going on there, Julie, is your employees trust you to take care of them, don't they?
Yes, they do. It is definitely a family business, and we treat everybody here like family. So
do you have
everybody here was very excited to get the award and be a part of the ceremony.
Do you have employees who are part of families who work for you?
We do. Well, we say, be careful what you say, because somebody's probably related to somebody else. So.
Maybe it hoses down the gossip a little bit. Jerry, there's a document that you guys are offering on your website. I want you to tell the audience about.
Yeah, each year we look at the lessons learned from the winners of the 10 best and produce something called the best practices guide. And we make that available on our website for anyone that wants to come out there, and it looks at retirement benefits, health care, communication, education, provides checklists. It lets people put together a document that compares their benefit program to the 10 best.
And this is not a sales document.
No, no one's going to call them.
It's
their use.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I like telling you about the good work that the principal's doing, folks, because I like this 10 best program. And the way they make the content available, the lessons learned, the best practices available to all of us. Julie, now you're in the publishing business. That's a tough business. That's a competitive business. That's not a high margin business, is it?
No, it's not a high margin business.
It's a low margin, high volume business.
Yes, it is.
It's a tough business, and it's getting tougher all the time. How are you able to provide these kinds of benefits for your employees?
Well, we think it pays off for us in the long run. It sets us apart with the service that's delivered to our customers by our team, because they have the confidence that they're not going to lose their jobs. One of the benefits that we were recognized for with the award was the fact that in our 32-year history, we've never had a layoff here at McNaughton & Gunn.
Did I see that you guys have a no-layoff policy?
We do.
How do you do that? How can you do that? How can you promise that?
Well, we believe it's a two-way commitment between the company and the people that work here. And if we're committed to them and holding on to them when times are a little bit lean, when we have more work, then they're willing to put in the additional hours and go the additional mile for us. And, in fact, we put in a new piece of equipment this year and had people copying the books to learn how to run it and taking it home to read because they were so excited. They knew that nobody would be laid off with the new equipment, but they were so excited to learn about the new piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm. Now, your defined benefits program, now that's something right out of the 20th century, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had that program around a while. Yes, we have. But we think it's an important piece of the retirement as you try and put all the pieces together, the 401k, Social Security. We think that's an important piece of that.
If somebody joins your company this year, can they join the Defined Benefits Retirement Program?
Yes, that is still open.
Wow. Jerry, you don't see that much anymore, do you?
No, but I'll tell you what, after the correction that we saw in the stock market yesterday, it certainly highlights the critical role that a defined benefit pension plan can play.
Right.
In securing someone's long-term financial future.
Is there a place for defined benefit programs in the 21st century, Jerry?
Absolutely.
And really?
One of the things that Julie had mentioned early on is that 50% of their employees have been there for 15 years or more.
Yeah.
And defined benefit plans work very well in those types of environments where people tend to have a lot of long-term employees.
Are you seeing some people starting new defined benefits programs?
Certainly not very many.
Yeah.
Not very many.
But the ones that are still there, some people are holding on to them, like McNaughton and Gunn. And Julie, I congratulate you on that. I congratulate you on your success and on being one of Principal's 10 best.
Thank you very much.
You want to give us your website, please?
Our website is www.bookprinters.com.
Bookprinters.com. Give them a shout at your business, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Ripperger, give us your website and tell us again where we can get that book.
www.principal.com.
And they can get the best practices guide there, can't they?
Yep, and they can enroll for next year's program.
Thank you, Jerry, for being here. Thanks, Julie. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.